ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
फिर से बोलो सभी मेरे बहन भाई, ओम शांति।
माय ब्रदर एंड सिस्टर, स्पीक अगेन, ओम शांति।
अच्छा, अभी क्या बताऊं ओम शांति का अर्थ?
What's the meaning of word Om Shanti? How can I explain it? Baba says,
अच्छा बच्चा वो जो बाबा कहे और हम फौरन करें।
Good child is one that what Baba says, he does it.
जो बाबा कहे,
whatever Baba says,
बाबा कहेंगे ना।
Baba would say to we children.
बाहर वाले जब अपने बने तब कहेंगे, मानेंगे।
The other people of the world, they will only accept when they will belong to us.
दूसरा,
and second meaning of Om Shanti,
करके देखना है कोई मेरे पास आलिस अल्बेलाई तो नहीं है।
Check yourself that do I have any carelessness or laziness, then only you will be able to do. Even the trees of laziness and carelessness. We won't be able to catch the inspirations of Baba. Baba says, I don't inspire, but still he inspires. Don't spend your time in negligency. And third Om Shanti is always stay in zeal and enthusiasm. Have faith, and you must have intense desire to come in the rosary of victory. So, see Om Shanti in different forms. Om Shanti means you should not have waste thoughts. Second,
समर्थ संकल्प की कमाल देखनी है।
Always see the wonder of powerful thoughts.
बाबा कहते हैं,
third Baba says,
ज्ञान का स्मरण करते करते स्मृति स्वरूप में आ जाओ।
By remembering the knowledge, you must become the image of remembrance, so that you never forget. Always say Baba Baba.
अंदर से मुख से नबी बोले, अंदर से बाबा ये।
If you don't say it through your mouth, but
Baba को प्रत्यक्ष,
Baba is inside you. How can we reveal Baba?
हमारी निर्विघ्न स्थिति हो।
It's our obstacle-free stage should be there.
ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी बने।
We have become Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris.
इतनी श्रेष्ठता हो तो सब लगे सब।
The संस्कार should be elevated so that everyone can feel they are the children of God.
Number one नहीं है।
They are not number wise.
Number one है।
They are number one.
आज बाबा के मुरली में एक वरदान मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा।
So today I like one word in Baba's blessing.
जो आज्ञाकारी बच्चे हैं,
those who are obedient children,
बाबा के हर बोल को दिल में असुर समा लेते हैं।
They merge each and every word of Baba in their heart. Versions of Baba then become blessings, the form of blessing. I liked it. So the words of Baba, the words of God, they take the form of blessing.
ऐसे मीठे प्यारे बाबा को संगम युग पर हर सेकंड हर मिनट.
So in the confluence age, each and every second and minute has to be used in a worthwhile way. That's what our sweet Baba says. When we distribute happiness to others, Baba is also happy. So see how much intoxication we will experience that we do not know anything else about. Rather, distributing happiness. Always remain happy. So the day before yesterday's Murli, I read today morning. And now listen to this Murli. By saying sweetest children to us, Baba made us into sweet children. So we have to make effort to become sweet. Baba has made lot of efforts to make us sweet. Whether sakar or avyakt, children, you should remain with each other as milk and sugar. You must understand each other. And you should have the desire of learning right from this time. The new year is coming.
एकता के सूत्र में ऐसे हम स्नेह के सूत्र में.
So we must be threaded in the thread of unity and love.
हम एक दो को भी अच्छी तरह से
to come closer to Baba.
जैसे हमारी मीठी दादी,
we need to understand each other just as our sweet dadi. She always remained in self-respect and she had true feelings in her heart. I always saw that Dadi. She never had any feeling of insult. And she had a big heart in giving respect to others. So in staying in self-respect, she had true heart. And for giving respect, she had big heart. She never saw weaknesses of anyone, but she cooperated others to become virtuous. Atam Bhai, you have brought the book of our ancestors, so everyone must read it well. Didi, Dadi, Brijendra Dadi, Pushpashanta Dadi, those who know Dadis, Jagdish Bhai, Vishwakishore Dada, Vishwaratan Dada, Chandrahas Bhai, those who know them, they can understand. So they were obedient, faithful and honest children of Baba. So the ancestors, they have become worship worthy and praiseworthy. And they have become the image of visions. So that anyone who sees them, they feel happy. If someone has sorrow or mental problem,
जादूगर बाबा से सीखा,
we have learned this from Vajishyan Baba in a second. Even if someone comes weeping, they will go back laughing or happy. I never saw anyone hopeless or disheartened. That time, because of carelessness, many ran away. As Baba says, Sunanti, Kathanti and Bhaganti means they hear in wonder and then run away. Nowadays, this doesn't happen much. Once I saw the whole history, that first 10 years, then next 10 years, then next 10 years, in first 10 years, many ran away. In next 10 years, then less number decreased. And in next 10 years, even much less number ran away. So we understood how should we lead our life. I always paid attention to it, that how should be my end. Those who pay attention from a long time in their heart, that my heart should have only Baba, nothing else. Baba and whatever I have received from Baba, that will stay with me. Baba says, you have to come with me. So those who want to come with me, they will remain ready. Would you like to come behind? So those who will come behind me, they will have to repent. That we did not walk with Baba, and those moments of repentance will not be good. So whenever we have come to Baba, right from that time, if you have not wasted your 1 second or 1 moment, then you will be able to claim high status. You can attain a royal status. You must have the value of time. These moments of confluence age are so valuable. That Baba says, remain peaceful, means you must give your thoughts the power of peace. Even for the service sake, you should not have thoughts, much thoughts. The father is the intellect of intellectuals. Our intellect should be such pure, so much pure. So that the intellect we have received, it should not have the trace of ego. If it will have the trace of ego, then it won't be the intellect given by Baba. Maybe sometimes there is subtle ego, but Baba will not use that intellect. This is a very subtle. So it is called yoga of intellect. The knowledge is inculcated in the intellect, and the yoga is also through intellect, and the inculcation is also through intellect.
Shiva itni achhi phaladayak hongi. Bahut seva mein.
And then the service would be fruitful. We need first the power in service. My experience says,
attention rakhne wali baat hai, nirvighin sthiti hove.
It is to pay attention to keep the stage obstacle free, the service obstacle free, and
ekta ek baba hai aur hum sab ek hai.
And we are one, our Baba is one, so this is unity.
Sakshatam Baba ke bachchon se atma ko anubhav hoga.
So through we, Baba's children, the souls will have vision and experience.
Ek ne aneko ko apna bana karke ek banane ka.
The one, he has made many belong to him, and we are the children of purified fathers. So this is coming from inside, that our Baba is almighty. My experience says he is almighty. And how he has removed our weaknesses by giving power to become complete. He always gave company. He always gave support. He is almighty. When the people of world see, they will experience. So Baba's children now understand that Baba is almighty. Seeing Baba's children, they also started understanding this fact that Baba is almighty. I thought for myself that on the path of devotion, I have done unadulterated devotion. So my remembrance should also be unadulterated. No other thought must come and disturb. She's reciting one line. So the one who sings the praise of God cannot forget. So remember that one, and whatever sorrows and sufferings you have will be finished. So even if the trace of sorrow comes, then who am I and whom I belong to, all that awareness will finish. If you experience sorrow, who am I and whom I belong to, that intoxication and awareness will vanish, and that will not stay with you. So you must pay attention for your end. So now listen, Murli. Today I am going on seva. So I wanted to be present in front of you. Baba has said that Baba gives extra power for service, and for personal effort he gives. So he is ready to give power. If we are able to claim, we must claim that power from him. We should not ask, but become righteous to claim that power. So we are the rightful Baba's children.